In Iraq now, violence continues to push the country towards civil war, and the divide between Sunni and Shiite Arabs is so deep that the once friendly groups barely speak now. So consider the life of the person we're going to meet next. In Iraq's parliament, you can find Maha al-Duri, one of the lawmakers. She is a Shiite who was once a Sunni. From Baghdad, NPR's Jamie Terabay has al-Duri's story.
Tall and willowy, cloaked in layers of black, Maha al-Duri moves as quickly as she talks, all the while adjusting and readjusting the black crocheted veil over her abaya. The piece of fabric that's pulled across her chin marks her as a Shiite. Sunni women wear headscarves that don't cover their chins. Maha al-Duri adopted the Shiite veil many years ago.
I remember that when I first decided to cover my chin, this raised people's suspicions. No one expected that I would convert to Shiism because the mere idea was really weird.
Maha says she was first attracted to Shiite Islam as a college student by the teachings of Ayatollah Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr, father of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The elder Sadr was tremendously popular and influential among the oppressed Shiite majority during Saddam's rule. He was murdered in 1999, reportedly on Saddam's orders. Maha says she mourned the Ayatollah's death more than that of her own father.
I remember it was raining that day. In the Holy Quran, there's a verse that says, "When good people die, the sky cries for their death." I felt an endless emptiness inside me.
When Maha converted, her Sunni family disowned her. When she married a Shiite man, her relatives threatened to kill her. She says one of her reasons for converting was that Shiite Islam seemed more peaceful than the Sunni strand. She says Shiite saints preach no one has the right to shed the blood of another human being. Sunni Islam, she says, preaches intolerance.
You wouldn't follow an organization like Al-Qaeda that orders you to kill and dubs people infidels if they're not Sunni or because you disagree with them. Is this the Islam the Prophet Muhammad called for? Islam can never be so.
Maha now lives in Sadr City, the vast Shiite slum in northeastern Baghdad. Her protectors are militiamen loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. These same men are accused of killing and kidnapping Sunnis and evicting them from their homes. But Maha insists Sadr's militia preserves the dignity of the Shiites.
They are simply people from all over Iraq, driven by their gallantry to carry arms in the face of the occupier.
Maha al-Duri blames all of Iraq's problems on the U.S. occupation. She alleges American forces were behind the bombing of a sacred Shiite shrine last year that set off Iraq's roiling sectarian war. Echoing Sadr's rhetoric, Maha says Shiite militias are not killing Iraqis, but fighting the American occupiers. As long as America stays, she says the security crisis will endure.
Iraq is for Iraqis, so why should America stay? We have an elected government. America never gave us our sovereignty and is violating human rights on a daily basis.
Maha sums up her legislative agenda in a single phrase. She wants Parliament to implement Sharia, strict Islamic law. She says that's the only thing that will save Iraq.
The deteriorating situation in Iraq is because people drifted from Sharia and from their real religion and principles.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.